All healthy relationships are based on truth, how honest you are with each other. The more transparent you can be, the more intimate the relationship can become. You expose who you are to someone, they reciprocate, and a level of trust is established, which is then built on or destroyed based on how real and honest you are. No real relationships exist without both parties being real with each other. Here's where I'm going with this. As Christians, we all have a relationship with God. He's our Father, we're His kids. But children can choose to be close to their dad or distant. How much do you desire intimacy with God? How much do you crave closeness with Him? Do you really want it? And do you want it enough to get real with God? I didn't realize how selfish I was until I got married. When I was a bachelor, I could live how I wanted, answering to no one, no one depending on me, no one to answer to, no one to be responsible for. And so when I got married, I realized that all of a sudden, there was no way I could hide my issues. When you're put in close proximity with someone who knows you and loves you, you can't hide your problems from them. You're exposed. You're vulnerable. Your facade is compromised. The same is true with God. There's no real hiding from Him. Take Jonah, for example. When he was tasked by God to deliver a difficult message, he tried to run away from the issue by boarding a boat set in the opposite direction. And we all know how that turned out for him. You see, you can't run. You can't hide. There's no escaping God's presence. David talks about this in Psalm 139. He says, "Where can I hide from your presence?" In Genesis 3, Adam and Eve, they hid from the Lord after they sinned. And the Bible says that God walked through the garden calling out, "Adam, Eve, where are you?" Except He knew exactly where they were. And He knew exactly what they'd done. You see, the reason He asked where they were is He was giving them a chance to reveal themselves. So if there's no hiding from God, why bother? Think about it this way. God already sees you. So when you try to hide from Him, all you're doing is robbing yourself from His embrace. Just like with Adam and Eve, God is giving you a chance to reveal yourself. Let me encourage you. Don't hide from God. Be real with Him. When it comes to being real, I know that in a church leadership context, some pastors are afraid to be real with the stats. People say that the numbers don't matter and that God is doing much more than what the stats reflect, and I totally agree with that. But sometimes pastors don't want to look at the stats because we don't want to be faced with the cold, hard truth. And it's for this exact same reason that I avoid stepping on scales at all costs. We hate facing the truth because the truth is often a hard pill to swallow. I've heard it said before that we need to aggressively interrogate reality. I think that's so true. If we want to be real with God, you can't just dig your head in the sand. You can't avoid looking at your own reflection. And you certainly can't cover your ears and sing la 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 to block out the truth. You need to aggressively interrogate reality. Ask yourself, where am I really at? Where's my heart really at? Where's my soul really at? David said in the Psalms, "God, search my heart." He said in Psalm 139:23-24, "Search me, O God, and know my heart. Test me and know my anxious thoughts. Point out anything in me that offends you and lead me along the path of everlasting life." If we want to be real with God and grow a genuine, intimate relationship with Him, We need to come face to face with the ugly truth of ourselves. We need to make eye contact with ourselves in the mirror. This is what I mean. Don't just thank God for his forgiveness as a blanket way of covering your sins without actually acknowledging them and dealing with them. I've done this myself. I messed up, said something I shouldn't have, or thought something that I shouldn't have thought. And then I come to God like, thanks for your forgiveness, God. Bye. Which is fine. You know, the Lord does forgive us. However, it's unhealthy in my relationship with him to be so uncomfortable with him that I'm unwilling to talk about my sin plainly in front of him. Did you know that it's actually healthy to talk honestly about your sin with God? Only when you're willing to be honest about your sin are you able to arrive at the point of true repentance and fully embrace God's forgiveness. And yes, it'll be painful, but facing the truth is both humbling and liberating. Jesus said it himself. If your eye causes you to stumble, gouge it out and throw it away. It's better for you to enter life with one eye than to have two eyes and be thrown into the fire of hell. So when you talk to God, name your sin. Expose your ugliest warts. Bring your fleshiness into the light. When you face the truth, you allow yourself to fully experience the love and forgiveness of God, and it enables you to come closer to him. The last thing I'll say is this: draw near to God. When I was dating my wife, the last thing I wanted was to be far from her. I wanted to be close to her. I always wanted to sit with her, hold her hand, cuddle her, and just be near to her. And for a time, we did this whole long distance relationship thing. And let me tell you, it was excruciating. It's not easy to build relationships with people we're far from. God doesn't want you to be far from him. He wants you to be close. It's easy to be fake with God if you never get close to him. So if you want to be real with God, draw near. The closer you get, the more vulnerable you are, but also the more familiar you can become. James 4:8 says, "Draw near to God, and he will draw near to you." Do you desire intimacy with God enough to get real with him? Do you crave closeness with him enough to be brutally honest with where you're at? If that's you today, stop hiding, face the truth, and draw near to him. He wants you to know him deeper. It's time to get real with God. Here's some questions to chat about in your group. Number one, as children, was there ever a time where you hid from your parents after doing something wrong? How did you feel? Did your parents forgive you? Number two, I said in my talk that we need to aggressively interrogate reality. Why do you think people find truth confronting? And what role does truth have to play in our relationship with God? And number three, read James 4, 4-10 and discuss what this passage can teach us about having a real relationship with God. And when you're done, there's some points to pray about as a group.